Hey, Chris, glad to be back.
Hey, what's up? We made it. We made it to the next one, which
Good
is, I
job,
think,
team.
process debt number seven.
Oh my God.
I'm sure by now we have ones of listeners. Ones.
Yeah,
Not tens, but ones.
one of our imaginary fans up in the lost territories of Northern Canada was thinking about listening and asking about the thread about so many post-COVID meetings. And ironically,
Oh.
that question touches on something that I've been stewing on since our
Ah.
lost pet, the lost podcast. No, since our last podcast, which was what the hell's going on with all these meetings, Chris?
Yeah.
You know, last time you were saying post-COVID, I just feel like I'm death by a thousand cuts with all these meetings.
Yeah.
And that feels really related to process debt.
Yep.
Can you draw a little bit of a crosswalk between healthy process and communications? How should communications look in a healthy process versus a burdened process, a poorly managed process? Like, how do those two
Yeah.
pieces play out?
That's interesting, right? Because meetings are killing many people. And what's funny is I was telling someone today, my brother said, bad process kills good people. I have no idea where he got that quote, but
What a
that's
teaser.
probably why I've kicked off this podcast, is because that just did never left. And you know what you get a lot after meetings? Man, I love that meeting. That was a good, oh, wait a sec. That doesn't happen. That's right.
Oh,
Said no one ever,
ever.
maybe. I think it's interesting because COVID got us in a habit of connection
Yeah.
over meetings. And team building is definitely something that is very important in a work environment.
Yeah.
But there's also other things that need to be done. And so,
Besides sitting around and petting our cats and
yeah.
zoning off on Zoom, what else possibly be required to run an effective business besides?
I think it's interesting, right? Like, how would we have done this? How would this have gotten done
Yeah.
30 years ago?
Yeah.
Right?
COVID would have hit in the 80s or.
Well, or just even like meetings pre-internet.
Yeah.
Like, there would have been a level of expectation that went into it. And I think it's very hard to hold people to the, I think it's very hard. And I'm saying this for the first time, but I think it's really hard to hold people accountable to something that's so easy to interrupt someone's day.
Yeah.
And so, because the ease of interruption is so simple, you don't have to put that much thought into it. And because you don't have to put that much thought into it, then it undervalues what you're actually doing.
So even the smallest squirrely behavior in a team is going to disrupt the entire group because that's all it takes. One text message, one Slack, one meeting thrown on the
Yeah.
calendars,
Yeah,
all of a sudden, you know,
yeah. Well, remember when COVID? Well, I don't know if you remember, but I
not all of us
remember
are old enough to remember COVID.
one of the fun games that you would play was send a text message to your buddy in a meeting and just watch their face, and then it became this fun game of like, can I get them to lose their mind?
They just spit whiskey out of their coffee cup all over
I
the screen.
remember what I'm in a meeting doing a training. Like, I'm leading the training. There's like 20 people, 20 people. My office is in my front room. I'm being really loud and obnoxious. And my daughter comes up right beside me, probably where she could, like, I'm, she can barely be seen in the camera. And she's like, "Can you be quieter?" Oh my gosh. Who's so bad? Who's so terrible? It's so terrible. And I think some of it is like, I think some of it is like, if we had a typewriter
Yeah.
and that was the only way to communicate and you didn't have whiteout,
Yeah.
it the barrier to entry meant that the value of what you got was more valuable. Like even today, when I talk to my dad, who literally lives like an hour away,
yeah.
But growing up, it would have been a long distance call. Like I feel like his goal on the phone is to get off the call.
Amen. That is
because he's of that generation, right? Yes. Because it was that communication was expensive, right? And now it's not. And so you've got our teenagers rolling around looking at their camera. You know, they're in the store FaceTiming people. Yeah. And you're like, what is this?
And you and I grew up with, well, you accept a collect call from, and I think it's safe. Yeah. Everything's okay. I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, our kids don't know that world, you know?
No.
What's interesting, what you touch on there with this idea of the simplicity of communication, the simplicity of convening a meeting, regardless of where people are at geographically.
Yeah.
That's, I think that there can be too much engagement because it's not about the quality. I think we're latching on to quantity. And so more meetings surely suggests that we're doing more. Instead, I think oftentimes we're swirling. And now when I think about AI coming in, the ability of not just typing out a memo without whiteout, not just typing an electronic typewriter, but now having machines creating messaging that may or may not matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be a slippery one to manage. So,
well, the other thing that was interesting is when you started being able to record meetings.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
Everybody's like, can you record this? But does it ever get listened? Does it ever get listened? Does it ever get watched? Like if we, I just wonder, like just in general, like, and I, you know, I have no data here, but like, I just wonder if whatever we did had to be transferred to someone else.
Yeah.
And like, whether that's a meeting or whether that's an email, and it had to be consumed. Like there was basically like this checkoff process of like, I'm going to send data. It has to be received and read and like confirmed, right? Like, first of all, people would lose their minds. There's no way people would agree to that.
Yeah.
But would that actually force us to focus on the most important work? And, you know, that whole saying around smooth is slow is smooth and smooth is fast, right? Like, I think we would get there because I don't think we all are, I don't know, lazy is probably too strong a word, but like, I feel like a lot of times we just want the technology or the people to actually solve the problems. And you're like, the simple problems are gone, people.
That's 100%. You know, what struck me just then was the idea that we are now capturing and storing all of the contrails of interaction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that has a literal financial cost.
Yeah.
But so does the fact that just because you're missing the meeting doesn't mean that you don't get to opine. You know, it wasn't that long ago where if you're not present, then you don't have a say in it. And so you better be pretty senior. And today anybody can say, record it for me and I'll weigh in a little bit later. So change shifts the burden, you know? And so in the world of process that I think one of those ways we do see it is decision-making. It now takes longer to get to the decisions we need.
Well, and it takes longer and there's, what's the home for the decision?
Well, don't you put it in
email?
ShareFluence.
ShareFluence. That's funny. I was telling someone yesterday, I was like, the great thing about SharePoint is it's hard to share and I don't get the point. Like that's the thing is a SharePoint could be wonderful, but it's like most general tools.
Yeah.
They just turn into an absolute mess because we don't, you know, one of the other topics that I wanted to talk about at some point, which we probably will, is your work homeless?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like I go home and I know where my kitchen is. I know where my stuff is. But I go to work and my work and where it lives, it does resemble it. Nothing has a home, or at least it feels that way. Or at least it feels like I'm spending an exorbitant amount of time looking for information. And so what's interesting is like, I think I read a study where it's like basically like 15 to 20% of your time is spent looking for stuff.
Yeah. I'll tell you my number one repository for important things. You want to guess?
Word.
Outlook.
Outlook. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Outlook. Could you imagine if Outlook didn't have search? Oh, my gosh. Just lose your mind.
I just saw an article recently, and it said, if you don't have time to protect your passwords, and that itself has a pregnant problem in that statement.
Yes.
If you don't have time, protect the passwords on your bank, your phone, and your email.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, any one of those could really screw things up in a good and proper way.
Yeah.
So you know what? We're past 10 minutes.
Boom.
Bonus round.
Successful again.
I think we're going to have to hang on.
We're going to call it, we're going to call it the 10 to 20 minute podcast. That's right.
So if your walk to the office is 5 minutes, take a lap.
Yes.
Welcome. You know, enjoy the extra steps. We're trying to improve cardiovascular health.
I love it. All right, man. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.